Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
Hey, Nick.
What up, Anna? It's Nick.
Dude, this episode, is this Nick? I wasn't sure.
Oh, shit, dude. Yeah, you know it.
So much has happened.
If this wasn't Nick, why would I be drinking Trader Joe's sparkling water blueberry lemonade?
This dude? Can't possibly be Nick, because why would you be drinking that?
Don't make no sense. Anyhoozle, pretty crazy. What an episode we got today. We're talking Below Deck, Mediterranean, Season 5, Episode 10?
12. We're talking season two, or episode 12.
Well, I only watched up till 10, and I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I bet you will. So there is something I want to apologize to the listeners to is we, mostly me, Nick has nothing to do with this, fucked up in the posting of the episodes for season 7, and I apologize for that. Our editor labeled them incorrectly, but that's not his fault. I should check. I should always check, but I didn't check. So
wow, you know he's gonna listen to this.
Billy is great.
Don't blame it on Billy.
I'm saying it's not his fault.
Wow, Billy. Look, if you're listening,
we threw 6,000 episodes at Billy and we're like, figure it out, bro. And that's not fair. I should be more diligent in checking my shit. But so it's not his fault at all. There is no blame on him. He is literally killing it. Billy, you are fucking killing it.
Congrats, Billy.
We forgot to post season 5 of season 7.
Episode 5 of season 7.
Yes, we forgot to post it. So I posted episode 6 of season 7 as 5, and basically everything got labeled incorrectly until episode 9, and that's when I realized, and I went back and I fixed it all, and now everything is fixed.
Wow.
Obviously, now that you're listening to this, you're like, yeah, we're talking about season 5, so I guess this is all too late for the apology. I apologize. Jiminy Crickets.
Yeah, what the fuck does anyone listening to this episode give a shit about that?
Yeah, well, now I've apologized, so there's nothing you can do about it. Sorry, Nick.
All right. You heard it here for no reason, folks.
You're right. This is dumb. Everything's dumb.
Okay. That is so unnecessary.
Okay. I apologize on all the social media as well. So
anything else been happening?
2 weeks ago. Guys, we are losing Hannah in this episode. Wow, what a time to be alive. We are picking up this chef who, I'm gonna have to say it, not a good guy.
He's, let's say, not as centered as Kiko.
No, Kiko is all good vibes. This guy is all, this is just an embarrassment to my career. And it's like, well then don't agree to be on a reality show. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, have you seen a reality show, bro?
No one's having a good time.
They don't always make you look good. Like, no. Gordon Ramsay's shows don't always make him look good, but what he did do was 1,000 episodes of television, so it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. No one cares, also. This guy.
No one cares.
This guy is.
It's just so funny because you're like, wow, Malia finally found like a sweet, regular guy. And then you're like, oh, no, he's a monster.
No, she found another chef who is emotionally terrifying.
She should have been with Wiz.
Yeah, Wiz at least like had a like con. All I'm learning from this show, except for Kiko, chefs are a nightmare. What is this in people?
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know, man. I just feel like ripping someone's head to shreds. You know what? Maybe I should be a chef.
Adrian could be cool if he learned one little lesson.
Oh, yeah. Adrian was chill, too, but he was kind of pervy in a way.
Bit rapey, yeah.
I didn't like the way he spoke to women. That kind of bothered me. Oof. Well,
he's dead.
He's not dead. Jesus.
Come on. You know he's dead. Don't do this. He's a dead guy.
Well, let's get into it. Season 5, episode 12, Below Deck Mediterranean. So we continue with Captain Sandy calling Hannah out for her drugs. Dun, dun, dun!
Dun, dun, dugs. Yeah, man. She's a big old druggie. Like the first episode of the first season, just a drug head, dude. She's blowing fucking lines. She's railing smoke. She's dipping dots.
Have you ever done drugs before?
I hope to.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's clear. Dipping dots. That's ice cream.
Yeah, I do those drugs at the mall. You get a lot of good drugs at the mall. I also cinny buns.
Yeah, I bet.
And I fucking chick some filet, dude.
What about some Wetzel's pretzels, man?
Yeah, I fucking Wetzel a pretzel for sure, dog. I'll taco that bell.
Yeah, I bet you do.
You can taco my bell.
Taco my bell.
My bell.
Voice of an angel, as they say in their reviews, in the forever popular reviews of this show. So Hannah is like, drugs, you mean my Valium? And Captain Sandy's like, well, you also have pot on board and you haven't presented a prescription for the Valium. And Captain Sandy says they have to follow protocol and go with the management rule book and that she can't go to sea with someone doing drugs. And Captain Sandy asks her to go get her stuff. And Hannah's like, just so you know, I haven't taken a single Valium since coming on board. Then they show a bunch of footage of her with her Valium, I guess trying to prove that she took it. But I don't fucking know. Maybe she did. Maybe she didn't. In the end, I don't really care.
Well, it's dangerous. That's
yes,
what I know.
It's I agree. Dangerous. It is dangerous to be on Valium. But like, it didn't appear that she was taking it while working. It mostly felt like she would. If she was taking it, looked like she would always take a pill before bed.
Well, that's not her decision to make.
Yeah, I mean, she should have clearly, registered it with the boat. But she didn't. And you know what?
It was so long ago, I don't even remember.
Right, so whatever. The David guy who, could be a fucking ghost because I've never seen him before.
Wow.
David, dude, who is he?
Exactly.
So David's like, if she can't pull up a prescription for it, then she has to be fired. That's protocol. And that pop pen is illegal. So Hannah goes to her room and goes in the bathroom, and Captain Sandy gets concerned that Hannah's flushing everything. So she goes into her room and into the bathroom and opens the door, and Hannah's like literally has her pants unbuttoned because she was peeing. Captain Sandy's like, give me the drugs. And Hannah's like, here you go. Can I pee? And she's like, do you have a prescription? And Hannah's like, no, I don't have a prescription with me to offer you. So shit is going down, bitches. What's up? Drugs on board. Hannah is faded.
Yeah, not for long. Drugs won't be on board for long.
Yeah. So during this, Tom is talking about how excited he is to prep for this upcoming charter because he'll be working with such an awesome crew. And it's like, oh, Tom, go fuck yourself. Bring down the excitement, okay? No one likes you. Just joking. No one knows him yet. So Captain Sandy says, back in the office, Captain Sandy tells Hannah, with everything going on with her, like her panic attacks in the middle of the night, she just cannot go to sea with Hannah. Hannah's like, okay, bye. And then she gets up to leave, but Captain Sandy's like, can I finish? She's like, okay. Captain Sandy's like, I just don't trust, you didn't tell us about, you didn't do the right protocol by registering this, and you have a pop pen or whatever. And so we're going to have to let you go. And we're going to have to finish this charter without you. Hannah's like, okay, can I have my Valium back? And then she gets up and goes and packs to leave. But there's definitely some like relief in Hannah's voice as she's like leaving. Well, you can tell she's somewhat like, yes, get me the fuck out of here. And as she's going to the galley, not the galley, the crew mess or whatever, to the cabins, Tom tries to speak to Hannah and she's like, no, I don't care. Leave me alone. And she asks Rob to get her suitcase. And that's what sets off the discussions, the whisperings, if you will, the whoosh, 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 across the boat. Because Rob thinks Hannah's quit. He doesn't know any deets. He's just like, I'm getting her suitcase.
So I've been doing some research and her Select pen, that's the brand that she was smoking. That's actually the current brand that I have. I was Googling and they do not make a CBD pen. I believe their same company has a different line for CBDs called Social. But the Select does not have any CBD. Therefore, I submit to you that is proof that that is THC pen.
You know, I would believe you, but I use my batteries for all.
Not a battery. The written on the cartridge.
Oh, it's written on the cartridge?
It's an S underlined with a circle around it, all white logo.
Interesting. I'll have to look that up.
Well, you don't need to. I did it.
Yeah,
she's
but
she's getting high on her own supply.
So, yeah, I guess you're right. It does. Now that I'm looking at the photo, it has the logo.
Yeah.
Right?
And then the other logo doesn't have the line under it.
But does the Social logo different from the Select logo?
It is. It's the S with no line.
It's called Select
although
Weed.
I'm not sure if that is the same. Oh, no. It's an S, but it's kind of like a rounded square around it. Also, what I've found aren't cartridges. They're disposable pens. It could be a different. It says the Social used to be Select with an exclamation point, which might have been a different brand. But anyway, all I know is that Select, S, underline, circle, no CBD pens.
Fascinating. Huh.
There you have it, folks. We did the work.
But, okay. Now I need to look up. Social.
She said it was CBD. Of course she did. She's a liar.
CBD pen.
She said she had a prescription. She's a liar.
I don't think she said she had a prescription for the CBD, did she?
No, not for that, for the volume. That's what I mean.
Yeah, you're right. The CBD Social pens are blue.
Liar.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I still believe it's CBD. I don't know. Part of me
Jesus Christ.
Part of me is just like,
you fucking loser. What is part of you? You fucking climate denier.
I don't know, man. Just
what
hard
is wrong
to say.
With you? Just say that you know it now.
Say. Let's see. But.
Say.
What?
Will.
What? If the one she has is mostly CBD and just a little THC.
It isn't. They don't make them.
But
you understand?
They do half and halves, don't they?
They do not.
Hmm.
Not this brand.
Very interesting.
It's not interesting anymore. It simply is.
We're going to have to look into it.
Oh, God.
Okay, fine. You figured it out, Nick.
Thank you.
I agree. Maybe it is a weed pen and she's covering it up by saying it's CBD. But at
also,
one point,
a half CBD pen is not a CBD pen. That's a weed pen.
Yes.
Even if it was the case.
I agree. I'm right. So
she's like, it actually takes me twice as many puffs.
She does at
high.
One point say, that was just in my purse from LA.
To cover also, it up. What does that? Yeah, I put stuff in my bag when I'm in LA and then I travel with it. Yeah, how else? Does it mean anything?
Right. But like also at the same time, like, why would it be out, you know? Like if
I would be out because she was smoking it.
Right. If I were trying to like be like, oh shit, I brought this weed pen with me. I would try and like put it as deep in my luggage as possible so no one would ever find out about it.
Yeah. Also, people will know if you're using a weed pen because it might not smell like weed, but it definitely smells like something. And these quarters, they don't have any windows down there.
Yeah,
if you were to hit it, everyone would know.
It makes
you'd
me
have
think,
to hit it outside.
Yeah,
and that's what happened. Yeah,
it made yeah, it made me think like when and where does she have the time to hit that?
Well, she's always going for a cigarette, and you can easily just take a puff when you're out for a cigarette, and she does it all day long. And I know if I were doing it, I would just have it on me all the time, and whenever I was alone, I would fucking especially if you're smoking a cigarette. I don't smoke cigarettes, so that's. But I do remember when I did smoke cigarettes, how incredible of a weed cover that is. Because every time, like if you're smoking weed outside of a bar in New York City and you're passing around, you would always have somebody light up a cigarette, therefore to explain the smoke. And if anyone were to come by and be like, what are you guys smoking? Somebody has a cigarette.
Right.
So with a cigarette, you're kind of invincible.
Correct. But don't you think they would have like filmed her?
I just don't think she... used it on camera. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't get how she would have gotten away with it. That's the only thing.
Also,
you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they don't film you in the bathroom.
Sure. But like you said, I feel like it'd be pretty hard to.
Yeah, it would be, but I could do it and I would do it. And I'm going to do it.
Okay. Yeah. So. Captain Sandy says it's hard to let someone go that you care about, but this is maritime law and there's a no tolerance law and they have to be drug free. And Captain Sandy has her head down in the galley and she says if something happened and she didn't address this, then she would probably be taken to jail, lose her license, and the boat would be impounded. And Rob is telling Hannah, telling people that Hannah quit and Malia's just ignoring it. Like she's in the biggest shady ass bitch. Like she's just pretending like she can't hear anything. She's like, But I have a theory.
And?
That Malia fucked her for a specific reason, and it's because Malia is wanted. Like, Malia was upset at Hannah for not just giving in to her and being like, I don't know. I think Malia's intentions here were not fully because it's my job. I have to report it. Like, I don't think so, because I think Hannah's Valium has been sitting out on her bed a lot. Yeah, that wasn't the first time, I'm sure, Malia saw Hannah's Valium.
I think I actually know what happened here.
What?
I think that it's pretty simple that you see people doing things all the time that could get them in trouble that aren't that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the things like that where... it's like, it's not that big of a deal. You see, like if your friend has 3 shots and immediately gets in the car to drive, you know, it's like, you should probably wait another hour or two, but I'm not going to say anything. And ultimately, it probably won't be a problem. This is what it is. But the second that person is in a fight with you, they will use it against you pretty much 99 times out of 100. And that's the thing. Not everyone can know your secrets. And if you got secrets, you need to keep nice. And she should have offered her fucking room because it makes complete and total sense that the people who are in couples get to share rooms. And she doesn't want a room with bugs. I get it. But she's currently with Malia. You don't want a room with Malia who doesn't get to see her boyfriend. Like mad Malia. That's got to be worse than like okay with it bugs. And that's all it was. It was just like it was fine until you did something egregious to me.
Yeah.
Now go fuck yourself. You're off the boat, idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she got fucked by a person who was just waiting to fuck you.
Yeah. I mean, she wasn't fucking you. She knew about it before.
Yeah.
She didn't run when you said that you were taking Valium.
Yeah. But that's why I think Malia is so shady, and I didn't care for that.
Well, I think that's fine. Honestly, I think that what Malia did was fine. I'm not even mad about it. I mean, you can't bring on drugs and then leave them out in front of people who you're being shitty to. Because she was being shitty to Malia.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Hannah fucked up. Because
she was mad about Kiko.
Her.
It didn't have anything to do with anything Malia did wrong.
Yeah. Not a great showing. So, yeah, Hannah is walking up and down the dock, talking to her boyfriend on the phone while the cameras follow her around. And she's like, good luck. I can do this all day, boys.
So can they. They get paid for it.
Yeah, seriously. They're literally the whole show. All right, let's take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back. And we're back. So yeah, Hannah just got let go. Captain Sandy comes out to talk to Hannah on the dock. And I don't know, it's like Captain Sandy, this was like, just let it go, Captain Sandy. You let her go, leave her alone. But you're like so emotional. Like this talk was more about Captain Sandy than it was about Hannah. And that kind of
Well, I understand
me.
Why she did it, because she was right to do it. Ultimately, that's what the rule is. And it doesn't matter. And Hannah was not worth fighting for. And so that's what happened. That's what fucking happens. And then the thing that Sandy wanted to get across to her, because Hannah's leaving mad, like, fucking Captain Sandy. I can't believe Captain Sandy did this to me. And Captain Sandy's like, motherfucker, I did not do anything to you. Do you understand? I did not do this.
I know,
you
but...
You did this.
This, the way it felt like it just, that in that moment, it's not like you were going to get through to Hannah. It's like Hannah's upset. She's leaving. Just let it be. Give it some time and then talk to her. Like in that moment, it was like, don't go try and talk to her about this right now. Like she's clearly upset. You're upset. Like everyone just kind of needed to like back away. Like you let her go. Let her go. End it. Yeah. Don't come back and be like, Hannah, you need to understand. You broke the rules. It's like, yeah, she fucking knows she broke the rules. She's
but it's
aware.
Not someone she just met a month ago.
I understand.
It's someone, she's been co-star of a television show for 4 years.
Which means you should know by now that Hannah's not just going to give in to you that easily. It's like you've been working with her. You guys, she's a stubborn bitch. She is not going to give in to you like this. She's not going to be like, you're right, Captain Sandy, especially not on camera. She's going to hold her own. Look, I hate everybody on this show at this point. I am so fed up. Captain Sandy, relax. Hannah, you should have registered your drugs. Unfortunately, you got to go. But let's be honest, you wanted to go. You were not happy. Literally 2 episodes ago, you're standing on the bow crying, saying, I fucking hate this job. It's not the best way to go out, but you're free, Hannah. You're free. In that moment, I've been like, fuck it. I'm going to Mallorca or whatever. I mean, I would never be caught because I'm a fucking criminal genius, but like.
Interesting. Congrats.
Am I out of control?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Captain Sandy comes out to talk to her and says her hands are tied legally, but she also doesn't want to drive the boat to sea. See, that's the other thing. She kept saying, I don't want to drive the boat to sea because of your panic attacks. It's like, stop coming for her mental health. That's unnecessary. Yes, she had drugs on board. Good enough reason. Fire her. Don't be like, you unstable piece of shit. She was like mental health shaming her, and I didn't
like
that.
Well, that part was unnecessary for sure.
Like, it's just like, you,
because you don't need to say it.
Unstable piece of shit. It's like, dude, we all have anxiety and panic attacks. Well, not, you know, all of us, but like, people have anxiety. It doesn't make them like unable to do their jobs. Having drugs on board, that's a whole other thing. You are out of control with your anxiety. Dumb, whatever. Anyway, yeah, she keeps being like, I can't drive the boat to sea with how you've been lately with anxiety attacks and the drugs. And Hannah says, this is utter bullshit. And Captain Sandy just, whatever, go back to the boat. But instead, Captain Sandy keeps trying to tell her. She's like, Hannah, you don't think I care? You don't think I care about you, Hannah? And Hannah's just like not interested in this discussion. She like walks away. And then Captain Sandy gets upset. It's like, fine, I don't care then. And then goes back on the boat and tells her to pack your shit and go, basically is the vibe. And Hannah's like, yeah, I'm trying to. What an episode.
And if like there's more without Hannah than there was with Hannah. And we're already
half an hour into this, more so into this episode. Less than. Oh, I forgot. We stepped down a little bit. Anyway, doesn't matter. What happened next, my dude?
My dude. So, yeah, my theory is that Malia knew what was up and then took the opportunity when she was upset with Hannah to throw her under the bus. And it's like, yeah, now you get to room with your dumb boyfriend who, yes, we have some more insight now because we're not recording this exactly when it came out. You're that boyfriend's going to cheat on you anyway and whatever. So I hope it was all worth it. And Captain Sandy's going to tell everyone that you're secretly gay. It's like everyone turns on Malia. Like, ay, ay, ay. I don't know. What a mess. What a mess for everybody.
What are you going to do?
Anyway, so Captain Sandy calls Malia to the bridge and lets her know she fired Hannah and starts being like, what if she overdoses? It's like, don't do this. Like, get out of here. And they, you know, they're having this conversation where they're basically reiterating all the reasons they had to fire her and what a risk it was. And it's like, you guys are just doing this to make yourselves feel better. Like, it's done. The bottom line is she had drugs. She's fired. It's done. And Bugs is trying to ask Hannah for instructions, but Hannah's like, I don't care, and keeps packing, and everyone's so confused. And Malia's like, I feel for her. But it's my job to report drugs. I was like, go fuck yourself. Yeah, and so Hannah has, you know, obviously figured it out that it was Malia that took the photo, and she tells Jess what happened and says that Malia's a snake. And then Malia, to Hannah's face while she's packing, tries to act all nice and be like, so, like, what happened? And Hannah's like, well, she says she has a legal CBD pen and legal Valium prescription on board. And Malia's like, well, were they registered with the boat? And Hannah's like, I don't even remember anymore. And I'm like, I think she said that because in that moment, she doesn't have to answer fucking narc-ass Malia's questions. I'd be like, bitch, none of your business. You got me fired. Go wipe a deck or something. Like, go away. So fucking shady.
Always wiping to do. If you're not wiping, you're swiping. That's what I say. That's what I tell the youths that I work with that have found themselves in youth prisons. I say that to them, and it really helps. If you're swiping, if you're not wiping, you're swiping.
I'm sorry. What are you saying?
Save me.
If you're not swiping,
you're wiping.
You're wiping. Yeah, it's a classic line from Nick Turner. All right, where was I? Yeah, so Hannah bounces and she sits on the dock and says it was her mistake for not registering the prescription, but she's also been meaning to exit from having a hasty exit from yachting for a few years now. And while she doesn't like leaving this way, she'll never regret working in yachting. And then we see a montage of all her time on Below Deck Mediterranean. And I have to say, I hated Hannah at the beginning. I don't know if you guys remember this, but I did not like Hannah. So much so that I just like wasn't even excited to get into Below Deck Med season 2. Like, I don't remember if you know, remember this, but I was like, no thanks.
Wow. Were we ever so young?
God. I mean, it does feel like 10 years ago. But now I've really come around on fucking Hannah.
Well, we watched 10 years of television.
Yes. And it is kind of like I have Stockholm syndrome, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, boy. But anyway, I feel bad for Hannah. I actually, like, legit, like, had, like, Hannah, you'll be missed. Yesterday when I was sitting by myself doing my dishes, I was thinking about this and, like, damn, like, I feel bad for her. I think they wronged her in a way. And, you know, it is what it is. But I hope for the best.
Why do you do all the dishes? Shouldn't Zach do the dishes?
Obviously, she's pregnant now and living her best life. And
wow, that's true.
I read today that she's going to be at the reunion, and she is telling her story.
Well, her I can't wait. Her side. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be a reunion to remember.
Yeah, I think it's all going to be on Zoom. I don't think they're going to do it in person.
No, but I did hear that Hannah flew in just to punch Captain Sandy and Malia in the face.
Good for her.
Best not even bugs.
Life. Live your best
legally,
life.
Legally, you're not allowed to punch bugs because her teeth are registered with Harrods of London.
Oh, God, I was literally thinking the other day, I wish I could go to London.
Well, you can't.
That's
what
funny.
Else?
I was looking at, because I looked up Gordon Ramsay after like learning whatever that Tom worked for him. And I was looking at the menu of his restaurant, Petrus. I don't know what it's called. Because it's like connected to Harrods in some way. And yeah. Is that funny?
That was the whole story?
Yeah, I don't know. I just remembered I was looking up the menu for his place last night because of Gordon Ramsay. And I don't know. It looked good. Looked good. Would love to go there one day if my passport is ever legitimate in this world again. So, yeah, Captain Sandy promotes Bugs to Chief Stew and tells her that she will have someone else for her as a third or second stew in the next charter. And Bugs is immediately on her intense shit as she takes over. And Jess is not excited. She's like, oh, great. And Tom says he is very meticulous and organized. And to be dropped into the deep end like this is mad. And I'm like, Queen, you're telling me.
You call him Queen?
I don't know who I call Queen. Honestly, I'm lost myself.
I'm Queen, bitch.
You are Queen. You are Queen. I'm so sorry. I told you if I called someone else Queen, you would get very upset.
What
I
the
told
fuck
you
are you
that.
Talking
Nothing,
to?
Queen. talking to another Queen of mine. Nick flew to my house to punch me in the face after this. Malia gives her deck crew a pep talk, but I'm like, don't trust her. She will fuck you over. She's like, we need to work together and stay as a team. And everyone's looking at her like, bitch, you got her fired. You are the least trustworthy person here. Sorry to break it to you, honey bunches of oats, but you have proven yourself deeply untrustworthy. Dog eats dog.
Yeah. Wag the dog.
In this case, fish eats fish. Because boats, you know.
Awesome.
Hold on. I'm just going to blow my brains out real quick. Okay.
Oh, good.
So Malia and Captain Sandy are still talking about it because Malia is trying to defend her actions to us. But don't care. Skipping over it. Don't need to hear you talking about what if she overdosed. Captain Sandy calls a meeting with the crew to explain what happened. And they're all like, she gives like no details, but it's like, if I find drugs, I need to trust you. Drugs are drugs. Don't even take a Benadryl. But do you recall on Captain Lee's boat, one, what was her name? Kat had Xanax, showed her prescription. She didn't even show the prescription. She showed the bottle. Guess it had her name on it. Fine. You're out of here. Cool. She didn't get in trouble for registering it. Or she didn't, it was just kind of like, okay, you have the prescription.
Yeah,
thanks for showing up.
She was also drunk.
Yes, but she did say she was on Xanax. So they had to double check that she was on Xanax.
Mm-hmm.
And that she had a prescription for it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, but then remember when she was like, I'm so embarrassed for my anxiety disorder. I was like, this is such a different time. Because there's nothing embarrassing about having anxiety. It's so normal. But then also, do you remember when Kyle, the British guy who came later, is just like a funny, the street performer guy. Mm-hmm. He had an allergic reaction to something I believe maybe Ben fed him.
Kyle Adam Dixon?
Yes. So he had an allergic reaction to something the chef fed him.
Yeah.
And they gave him a Benadryl, no big deal.
Well, they registered it through the boat.
Did they? Because remember how Malia was like, they had to call a nurse to confirm that I could be given a Benadryl.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like in that moment, they were just like, here you go, Kyle, take this Benadryl. You're having an allergic reaction. All right, take a nap in the crew mess and then let us know what's
I
up
don't
later.
Remember the process by which
there
was
no process.
Gifted.
They just handed it to him.
Yeah, but there may have been and you don't remember.
No, I think if there was, they didn't show it on the show.
They might have.
No. Do you know how vigilantly I take notes on everything on this show? I forget nothing.
Just because you're writing it down doesn't mean you're writing it down correctly. Also, you're not referencing any notes.
Hold on. What the fuck?
You're not even referencing anything.
You want me to pull it up, bitch?
Notes you took.
Yeah.
Do I want to go through this? No. Why would I want to do that?
I'm just saying, I feel like there's different standards. It's weird. It's like some people are more strict than the others. And it's just like Captain Lee is just kind of like, hey, you know.
Who do you know?
He's like Sylvester Stallone. He's like, don't I got rights? So anyway, this all happened the morning that guests were arriving. It was like an hour from the guests arriving that this all happened. But the guests arrive. They're really intense old Florida bros who are now rich and are probably going to be dicks. And the guys are all old and wrinkly and like red tan, you know, like that wrinkle tan where someone's clearly been in the sun for too long their whole life. So they're like old, wrinkly tan. And then all the women are blonde and half their age.
And big boobies.
Sure. We know that because they keep being like, hey, great tits. Love your tits. I'm grateful for your tits. Like every 5 minutes.
Yeah. So
damn, look at her boobies.
Once the news of Hannah's exit got to the deck crew, there was a great scene where Rob is saying, like, well, I guess Hannah is leaving the boat. Like, they found something, whatever. And yeah. Then when he's saying that to the deck crew, they show Malia, and she is just really intently looking at a flipper.
That's what I said.
She's just like, wow, that flipper.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I can't tell. So this is made out of rubber?
I literally said that earlier. She is acting like, sorry, I'm too busy to acknowledge what's going on. And yeah. Her face looks so fake. She's so fake.
Wow, women hate women.
No.
Women hating women I don't is like, the best thing I see.
I don't like fake bitches. Just joking. But I women also like hating fake some bitches. People are so transparently fake that it's
just. Oh, now you're against trans people?
No, I'm talking about transparently fake. Like Malia is transparently fake.
Now you hate trans. Okay.
Nick, quit it. So.
Wow.
Yes, the guests arrive. They're old, wrinkly, red. Tanned men, and the women are half their ages. And now all the pressure is on Tom to perform with his food. And he says he likes to work hard and he never plans on retiring. And his mom God, could you imagine he just won't retire? And everyone's like, Tom, come on, man. You're having a heart attack over the food. And he's like, I'm 96 and I will cook till I die. And then he dies over his like pot of whatever he's making. Yeah, sure.
I knew it.
He's like, take me into the goulash.
He demands to be taken to a dish that he hasn't cooked?
I meant, sure.
Interesting.
And he says he likes to work hard and never plans on retiring. And his mom used to give him massive lists of chores. And she would never let him sleep in much either. And if he was laying in bed, she would spray him down with the hose while in bed so he would get up and get something done. It's kind of child abusey. Debussy. Jake Busey. Tom says the first impression of his food is very important because then if the guests really like it, you can ride that wave to Flavortown. Those are his words, not mine. He said that.
I know. I heard you.
He said the guests can ride the waves. He can ride the guests' wave to Flavortown.
Yep. Guy Fieri.
Yeah. So the guests are eating lunch and they do like the food so far. But then one of the guests, the older gentleman, keeps complaining about the veal. He's like, I don't put veal on their reference sheet. Then one girl's like, I got veal stuck in my teeth. But then the guy eventually says, hey, this guy, Tom, he's a great chef. And Captain Sandy is very relieved. Very relieved. So fucking relieved. Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Okay, shut up. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. And we're back. Can you believe Nick doesn't believe anything I say, even though I took extensive notes to make him happy?
Extensive notes. A,
don't make me happy. I've only ever asked you to take less notes. And B, extensive notes that you took 6 months ago don't mean that you remember everything that happened in that episode.
Hey, man, leave me alone.
No need to.
That wasn't 6 months ago. It was probably like 2 weeks ago because life is hell. So yeah, the guests are struggling to get on the jet ski and one flips over and Malia is very tense because everyone keeps dying on jet skis. Maybe there should be more regulation, like a training session on how to drive the jet skis. That's just me though. I'm out of control. You know me.
I don't know you.
You know me. I'm Anna.
Anna.
Hosni. Yay.
Don't know you.
I don't know. The jet ski flips because old man tan guy burnt to a crisp. So the guests are asking.
I think you meant Grand Tan Man.
Ah. Because the Grand Canyon has like red rocks. Right?
Mm. Yeah. I went to the Red Rocks Amphitheater. No big deal.
Cool. You like it?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Nice. I gotta check it out one day. If my passport lets me. What if I didn't know how to travel?
Yeah, wow. Okay. That's funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious. So the guests ask if Rob is seeing anyone, and he's like, I am seeing Jess. Then he says, the relationship has gotten deeper, stronger, and more powerful. What does that even mean? More powerful? I can't control the relationship any further. It has grown sentient and it is out of my control.
It will murder us all.
Wait. Here comes Rob. Nick.
Oh, hey, Rob.
Nick, I have a joke for you.
Yeah, Anna was actually pretty excited you were coming. Anna, Rob's here.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, Anna.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Sorry to interrupt.
I have a joke for both of you.
Actually, I actually have to go to the bathroom, but Anna, you talk to Rob.
Okay.
Great. Anna.
Yes?
Why do birds fly to warmer climates in the winter?
I don't know.
It's much easier than walking.
Wow. That's hilarious, Rob. Are you a dad?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you have another joke?
Yes.
All right, let's hear it.
Why didn't the teddy bear eat dessert?
Why?
He was stuffed.
That's great. Hey, Nick, can you really come back in here? I don't want to be here alone with Rob anymore.
Why not?
Shut up, Rob!
Okay.
Nick? Hey, Nick, I'm really...
Wow, what a tour de force. Oh, my God. I really hated to be done with that pee.
Woo! Hey, wow. Guys. Oh, wow. No! He's back!
What does a vampire take for a sore throat?
What?
Coffin drops.
Oh, that one sucked, Rob. You're done for the show. You're done for this episode. Get out of here.
Oh, no. I've been fired again.
Yeah, you're done, dude. You're on drugs.
Thank God he got out of here. Anyway, his relationship with Jess has gotten so powerful, it's out of his hands. So the guests have a giant dildo that they're throwing around. I have no idea where it came from. They're throwing it around while Bugs is trying to plan with the guests for a birthday party and the like 100K user celebration party they want to have that night while on board. And so Bugs tells Tom, and Tom is immediately annoyed that he's learning that the guests want a chocolate cake so last minute, and he's bitching to Malia and then Bugs about it, but it's like, what can she do? That's what the guests wanted. And he keeps saying it's bullshit. And he's complaining and he won't even kiss Malia because he's so stressed out. He's like, I have to go work. And the one old creepy guy guest is taking photos of his young girlfriend topless in the hot tub. And Tom is now in the galley complaining about not being able to open the oysters that they're having for dinner because he doesn't have a like an oyster shucking knife. God, it's such a foreshadow to what a little bitch this guy is going to be.
And then he turns around and he's being filmed by this fat dude who just filmed his tiny tits girlfriend. And he's just not saying anything, just filming from the doorway.
Yeah.
He turns around and he notices him filming. He's like, oh, hello. Because he's also like angry as fuck at the moment. And then he's like, hi, I'd like to insult you. You're English? Okay, well, if you saw a dude railing your wife, you'd be like, hello, hello.
No, the joke is, so a British guy.
No, that's the joke. We don't need to go. That's the whole point. We don't need that. Everyone heard that joke. I'm saying the essence of the joke.
No, also the joke didn't make any sense. I didn't get it. Hello, hello, hello.
I just explained
British
the
joke.
British people
are so polite that they would just say hello to everyone who's fucking their wife.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, Tom doesn't get it. And it's the weirdest joke. And like 5 minutes later, the same guy is naked and throwing the dildo into the other guest's room.
Just naked. Just hoping someone will see his tiny little dick.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Well, in the same moment.
These are not good people.
No, they're.
These are very bad people whose dad gifted them money. This is disgusting. I hate everyone on this charter more than anyone else. They're the CEOs. They're co-CEOs of their daddy's company. My God. I can't even think about that. Another. End this episode.
Okay, well, I'm trying to. So Bugs,
end it.
Bugs says that she is loving working with Tom because he's so easy and calm. Did you hear her say that?
Calm Tom.
I was like, you're literally about to have your head bashed in by this guy. I would wear a helmet around him. He seems like the type to throw things. Doesn't he feel like he's going to throw things in the galley?
She's like, I love this. I have not felt this comfortable since apartheid.
It's nonsense. Like, it's actually nonsense. What did you just say? What the fuck?
I love the unrest in the streets.
It's nonsense. Anyway, Malia's feeling the stress of having her boyfriend on board because he's being such a stressed case, so she feels responsible for him. And at dinner, the guests are complaining that their oysters were full of shells and they didn't appreciate it. And Alex is helping Jess with cabins, and Jess says Alex and her worked on a boat before this in Florida, and he was like her little degenerate brother, whom she just wants to slap and hug at the same time because he's such a little smart-ass little fucker. I'm like, okay, are you going to kill him?
Sounds like she wants to fuck him.
Yeah. So the guests think the lobster for the second course is too raw for them to eat. And so Bugs brings it to Tom, and they're like, he's like, they would like it cooked more. And Tom's like, they are fully cooked. They're poached. And he's very annoyed. And then something happens with Bugs throwing away some of the potato from one of the plates. And Tom loses his shit. And he says, this isn't what he thought he was signing up for when he took the job. And he starts freaking out. Like, where am I supposed to get a potato at this point? Dah! Like, losing his mind. And Malia pulls Tom aside. And he's, like, so angry. And he says, this is career suicide for him. And It's all more effort than it needs to be. And he has too much self-respect for this. And that's where the episode ends, with him freaking the fuck out.
Boat facts?
Yeah, it's time for Boat Facts with Nikki Tees.
Hey, Anna.
Yeah.
The phrase hunky-dory has nautical beginnings. What are they?
Hunky dory. Does it have to do with honking the horn?
So you all know hunky-dory means things are just going along fine. Everything's fine. Well, apparently, sailors in port in Yokohama, Japan, liked to visit Hunky Dory Street when they felt carefree in the center of the city's red light district where sailors were wont to go after a long time at sea. Now this, a lot of times you see facts like this and then you look them up and that's not true. Well, there's no real agreed origin of this phrase, but I did find another article that echoed this by saying the Japanese term Honcho Dory means something like Main Street, and many cities there have one. U.S. sailors would have known the word hunky and could have added the Japanese word for road, Dory, as an allusion to the easy street they found themselves in Japan. There certainly were Honcho Dory streets of virtue, of easy virtue in Tokyo and Yokohama that catered to the old, for the old age requirements of sailors in port after a long, the age old requirements, excuse me, of sailors in port after a long voyage.
Nice.
So hunky dory means everything is sucking my dick for money tonight. Back to you, Anchor.
What? Wow. Great boat fact. Thank you so much, Nick Tierner.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Hannah. That was Hannah. That was, I mean, yes, let's give Hannah a salute for her work on this full show and creating the most drama possible. So shout out Hannah Ferrier. Ferrier. I don't know how to say her last name. Sure. Is it like Perrier? Thank you for all your hard work. You will be missed. And we salute you. We salute you. I don't know what that noise was supposed to be. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. This has been Below Deck, Season 5 Mediterranean, Episode 12, baby. Yeah. God, this show's going fucking mile a minute. It's pretty exciting. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. You can follow us at DeckheadsPod on Instagram and Twitter. You can email us at DeckheadsPod@gmail.com. You can follow me at Anna Hosni and Nick is at Nick's Turners. Leave us a 5-star review if you feel so inclined. We would love it. Look how much hard work we've done. Look how far we've come. We've never given up. We love you guys. We do this all for you, baby. And for our sick, sick amusement of hearing our own voices, but mostly for you. And yeah, check out our merch on TeePublic. We would love that. We love you to check out our merch. We would love you. Check out our merch. Okay. That's that. Talk to you later. Bye, guys.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.